All right, so we just wanted to clarify what we were doing, the SWAR from yesterday, from the end of yesterday. And to see if we can define maybe a little bit better now the machlokas of Abaye and Rava itself. All right, so we said like this, based on the on this Gemara that Abaye now is going to say when the wine picks up the smell of vinegar, that is considered vinegar. And is aser min bimino, even though it still has the tam of yayin, right? So that poses a tremendous problem that the Gilgan Hashas picks up. That even if it's called challah, but it's still just like the two types of challah that have different tastes, right? So how does this work? Why isn't it min b'shein amino according to Abaye goes basa tam? That's the question the Gilgan Hashas asks. But the Rishonim raise another question, right? And in answering that question, they take care of both. Right? Their question is a little different, right? Their question is, how come up till now, Abaye was focused on Tom as a key factor, and Rava was focused on the shame, and now all of a sudden Abaye is saying we don't care about Tom. Right, even though they both are the same tam, we're not going to call them both. We're not going to consider them. We're not going to go bosser tam. How come originally Abaye was saying go bosser tam, and now he's not saying go bosser tam, right? So the Rishonim answer that what? That is two different questions, right? Basically, there's two different questions, correct? Like the Ritva says, over there was a question of when I have two different things. Do I say they're the same min based on their tam? But over here is a question of how do I define the thing itself? Right? When something in its own right has a taste and smell of wine, that's how it starts out, and then it deteriorates or becomes affected to the point that it loses a component of its qualities. It loses the tam, the taste. The taste now of the wine turns to vinegar. The smell now turns to vinegar. So do I say that this wine has turned to vinegar? That's a separate question. So it's entirely possible for Abaye to say that in this question I go by the smell. Once the wine has turned to the degree that it no longer smells good, now it smells like vinegar, I can say it turned to vinegar. Right, even before the taste turned to vinegar. And that's the whole sugya in Bava Basra, on Sadi Vav, Sadi Hei Amvei, Sadi Vav, where the Gemara has this very question, but and not in the context of Tarovis, just in the terms of Bar Pir Gofen. Right, it's a big machlokas over there. Rabbi Yehuda says, the wine that you buy in the stores, you can make a Bar Pir Gofen on. Right? Is that right? Review this says over there. It's earlier in Sadeh Ambeis. So the Gemara explains. So this is what Rashbam explains, because the wine that you buy in the store, it's already bad wine. It's bad. It's going bad already. It still has the taste of wine, but it has the smell of vinegar. So that was his shita. He held you go by the smell, and there was a mandam who argued on him and said no, that stuff would still be. That stuff would still be shahakal. I might have the sheets mixed up. But anyway, but then you see the Gemara that I showed you? Then the next Gemara is very explicit. It explains the question when you, if you checked wine and it was good, and then you come back a month later and it's vinegar, so, and you were taking truma from it all along, when can you be sure that it was still wine? And when can you be sure it was vinegar? And when are you in doubt what it was? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you go basar tam, right? You don't go basar reach. So then it takes 3 days for the wine to turn to vinegar. But during those 3 days, it still tastes like wine and it smells like vinegar. So you see clearly. I just wanted you to see clearly from that Gemara that it's not just two arbitrary things. It's not like I have orange juice that smells like apple juice. You know what I mean? It's not like that. It's not like two unrelated items, and you know, it has the taste of one thing and the smell of another thing. It's wine turns to vinegar, and there's a process of it turning to vinegar. The first step of the turn is that the smell goes bad. Second, the completion is when the taste is bad. Okay. So the point is that Abaye and Rav are really arguing on a separate thing totally. They're arguing on when do I say that that which qualities is wine only when it's has all of its hanah, and vinegar is the state where the wine is defective, but the reach is a defect. So once the reach of the yayin is gone, and the reach now is the reach of chometz, it's already in the state of non-pure wine, basically. Chometz is the non-pure wine, right? Or do I say no the other way? That that the ikar of the shame of yayin is totally on its main hanah. The main hanah is the drink. The main hanah is the taste. So it doesn't matter that the smell is impaired. Its definition is going to be totally on its taste. Whatever it is, there are different ways you could define the machlokas of Abaye and Rav. We're not really focusing on that in its own right. But the point is that it's a question of a transition. It's a question of a transition from wine to vinegar. Every wine makes that transition if it lasts long enough under the right conditions. It'll turn from wine to vinegar. Question is, when do we say the transition has been completed? Is it by the reach or is it by the tam? But still the question remains, right? What about the problem? So let's say it turned into vinegar, but it has the taste of wine, right? We still have the problem. That's the Gilui Neshasa problem. So why don't I still say it's according to Abaye, we should go in terms of min b'mino by the taste. Right? Joni. That's true. I mean, it's true. This is not a normal transition. This is not a natural transition. It's some like of an induced transition. But we're saying it's true. It's true. It's different because it's not a natural transition. It's not like the case in Bava Basra where it's aging. But it is wine that has now picked up the smell of the next stage, so it's already considered like that's why the Tosa Rid said people will call it challah, because that's how people consider vinegar according to that sheet. The vinegar is considered by the fact that it's wine that's turning. So for all intents and purposes, this is going to be the same thing. People won't call it fragrance. In other words, if you would infuse the wine maybe with a strawberry flavor, a strawberry smell, you wouldn't call it vinegar, you wouldn't call it strawberries. You'd say it's wine, has a certain infusion. But the smell of vinegar is already puts it into the category of wine that is that has the qualities of going bad. And that's what people call vinegar. It exists. In other words, the machlokas over here is, the machlokas in Bava Basra is in terms of wine me'atzmo on its own. But once we establish those categories, if you hold that yayin that has the reach of challah is the shame of challah already, then even if you replicate it by some forced interaction, it will qualify for that category too. Doesn't matter what caused it. Once that category exists, of chamra and challah, then it doesn't matter if it's natural or not. Okay, but we said in terms of the min b'mino question, this really uncovers a big. This really clarifies a baye, right? Because basically, up till now, we've been thinking about a baye when he says go boser tam, in a very literal sense. Right, we were thinking about Abaye in a very literal sense. We were thinking that in order to have min b'mino, we think about the whole thing in a literal sense, really. We're thinking in order to have min b'mino means things are the same. Right? The things are the same. And the question is, are they the same in name or they are the same in taste? Right? But they have to be identical. They're either identical in name or they're identical in taste. And we were thinking that according to Abaye, the fact that they're identical in taste is itself responsible for the Isser Mashu. That since in the framework of taste they are identical, that's why there's no bittul. As opposed to Rava, who is looking more in terms of this, in terms of the framework of shame. So we thought that Abaye and Rava are really arguing in a very fundamental way about the whole idea of Isser Mashu. Is it in terms of identity or is it in terms of expression? Right? But now we can't say that anymore. It's impossible to say that now. Because if you're going to say Abaye is just a question of expression, then as long as in reality the two vinegars have a different taste, right? One tastes like wine still and one tastes like vinegar, then there really is a muted expression. Can't say that the expression is not able to be bottled because it's the same. It's not. It's not. It's a different expression. In Tom, they're completely different. So that's what we're saying like this, that's what the Ritva is indicating. He's saying we consider it like the same Tom. Well, the Tosfos HaRid, I think he had the best expression. But he pretty much says it. See, Tosfos HaRid, he pretty much says this. He says like this. Because how do you explain this line? He says, Omalach Abaye, afagav de taimei chamra, right? Even though it tastes like wine, kevin de reche chala, chala chashiv linshi. Since it tastes like, even though it tastes like wine, but since it smells like vinegar, people consider it vinegar. Okay, I'm just going to skip the next little line. He says, V'hilkach, since people consider it vinegar, kevan d'choshev chala l'inshi, since people consider it vinegar, heichi motzinon l'mezel basar taima. How can we go basar taima? What do you mean, how can you go basar taima? That's a bias whole din. V'lo shaykh ha'cha pluksa dil el klal. It's not shaykh at all to the thing before. I guess you could interpret it two ways. But what I think he's saying is like this. I think he's saying is that what we were trying to say yesterday. That in truth, Abaye is not concerned with tam per se. It's not a question of tam per se, according to Abaye. You know, right? It's not a question of tam per se. It's not because the tamim are the same, there's no bittul, and if the tamim are different, there would be bittul. You have to realize the whole question is a question of the min. All we say is min b'mino is lo bittul. And what do they say? They say, holchin bosar shame, or holchin bosar tam. What does it mean we go after the name or we go after the tam? It means when I have different things and I need to find a mechanism of classifying them, what do I go by in terms of grouping things? What rule or what test do I employ to decide when things that are not identical, they're not intrinsically the same, fall under the same category? I have to have a certain test to use. So Abaye says, I go after the taste. But I go after the taste to do what? To decide if things are in the same category. And Rava says, I go after the shame to do what? To decide if things are the same category. Okay? They're not saying that, Abaye is not saying, if the two tam are the same, there's no bittul. If the two tam are different, there is bittul. It's not what he's saying. He's saying, I go bosser, min, everyone goes min b'mino is not bottle, but now we need to define min b'mino. How do you define when two things are the same category? You either go by the name or you go by the tam. But that's when two things are different, and I need to put them under one grouping. But the underlying concept between Abaye and Rava is identical, and that is that two things that are the same won't be mavatal each other. They're just arguing about how do you decide if they are the same when in truth they're different. Entities. They're different particulars, right? So Rava says, if two things are called the same thing, I have two vinegars, vinegar from wine and vinegar from beer, but the world calls them one name, then I say they're the same. Then I say they're in the same category. They're min vimino. Two things of the same grouping. Okay? But Abaye says, how do I know if they're the same grouping? I'll go by the taste. Okay, but why do I care about the same grouping? Why do I care about the taste? Only to know the grouping. Because two things in the same category are not mvatling each other. But if two things are exactly the same thing on their own, if it is vinegar, if they're both the same kind of vinegar, right, then it doesn't matter about their tam. Because they are identical. They're intrinsically identical. Because the whole argument of min b'mino, baser tam and baser shem, is only when I have to create an external, when I need an external mechanism to group two things that are not intrinsically the same. Right? So I have grapes and grape juice. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. So do I say like Rava, right? Like I said, like this is not an exact example. Okay, well, it doesn't really work truthfully. But it's just an illustration. Let's say you had an apple. Let's say you have an orange and an orange and an apple and grapes, right? And then you have orange juice, apple juice, and grape juice. So how would you break them up? So Abaye would say, well, what you have is you have grape products, apple products, and orange products. Right? Those are the groupings. The grape and the grape juice go together, the apple and the apple juice go together, and the orange and the orange juice go. Why? Because they're just different ways of enjoying the same taste. But I go by the taste, so I would group them like that. And Rava would say, no, you have drinks and you have food. Right? You have fruit and you have juices. Right? You break them up in a different way. But it's just a question of breaking them up. But like I said yesterday, if you have one apple, that one half of it is sweet and one half of it is not, you can't say, nobody would say you have different things. It's not a question of categorizing. It's only when you have the question of categorizing different species, different definitions. You know, like apples and oranges, or apples and apple juice. Those are different shem ha'etzem. They have a different noun. They have a different identity. And I need to classify different things. It's a question of how do I put them into boxes. But there's no question of the same thing. So if there's only two things, there's either wine or wine vinegar, once the wine turns into vinegar, there's no further differentiations to talk about. So I just have vinegar and vinegar. That's what the Tosafot of Rit is saying. He's saying, once it's called vinegar, right, lo azlinan baser taima. We don't go by the tam anymore. Going by the tam is only when the two things are different. And I have to decide where to pair it up. But over here, with the wine vinegar, there's only two things. It's either wine or it's wine vinegar. See, the other vinegars were really truthfully different. They have different identities. There's apple cider. There's apple vinegar. There's wheat vinegar. There's wine vinegar. So those are different. Those are in truth different. So then you have the question: if people refer to all of them with the one name, then Abaye says, that's not how you group them. You don't group them by the name. But that's a question of grouping. It's not a question of, like we said yesterday, two different variations of taste within one thing are not going to split them up into two things. That's not going to create a new definition. No, it has to do. No, so, and this I this, to say the machlokas like this that Abaye, we have to define the machlokas, but to define to say that Abaye is not concerned with tam per se, and is really only concerned with tam as a means of classification, makes a lot of sense because, like we said a few times. Yeah. I'm not sure if Tosfos is a good writer or not. Maybe that's why. But anyway, I said it a few times because again, it looks like a ritva. Just stick it in the middle of it. Because go Basser.
go
Basser. Yeah, Chazusa. So over here, because we said a few times that Bittel, once you're past actual Nesinas Tam, once you're past Tam Ke'ikar issues. Right, tam ke'ikar is when the iser is actually nirgash in the food, and you could blindfold me and not tell me any of the history of what occurred, and I can tell you there's iser in here, right? But that's we hold tam ke'ikar. That means to say, that's like the tam of an iser is like part of its identity in its own. It's like part of its essence. So eating its tam, meaning to say, experiencing a food with its tam is no different than eating the chazer itself. So that's not an issue of bittul. It's not an issue of bittul at all. Right? Once you get past the tam, that's iser atzmo. Once you get past the tam, now you're into a question of a ta'arovus of iser. Ta'arovus of iser means the iser is not expressed in its own right, but it's a component of a greater entity. It's nis'arev. It's mixed in. So when can I say that the mixture is so great that I disregard it? That I disregard the presence of the Isser. And I call it all heter. But that has to do with what the identity is. Because there's no time anyway. Now it's just a question of how do I define this mixture? Do I list the Isser as an ingredient or not? Do I disregard it? I say trace elements, or do I say it's a mixture of Isser and Heter? So that's only the we're really at that point. We're only really concerned with the Isser in terms of its identity. We're not worried about tasting it because we're beyond taste, like the Shach says. We're already beyond the possibility of tasting it. Because if we were in the realm of tasting it, it wouldn't be Shaykh at all to Abaye and Rav's question of Bittul. If I taste it, I taste it. Tam Ke'ikar. That's like the Shach says. Tam Ke'ikar means it's kulo iser. So as long as, a bit of an exaggeration, but the point is correct. That as long as I'm tasting it, it's not a question of bittul. It's like taking a piece of chazer and saying, you know, you're over because there's no bittul. It's not true. It's not shaykh to bittul. Bittul is when I want to get rid of its... The bittul is that even though I'm not engaging Isser directly, but I'm engaging it via Taroves. It's a mixed in Isser. So there's a point where I say the mixture is so great that we deem it bottle. We deem it non-present. Not present. Okay, but it's just a question of do I consider the Isser to be present is all I'm concerned about. Do I consider it to be here? So that's like Rava makes a lot of sense. That's already in the realm of shame. I want to know, is there a shame Isser in this Tairovas? So we say that if the Isser and the Heter have the same identity, then there's no Bittul. Then you can't say one will be Mavata the other. But Abaye and Rava are really arguing about when do I say they have the same identity? Do I say they have the same identity when they're classified together under the same shame? Or do I say that they have the same identity by their classification of tam? But let's understand that machlokas a little bit better. What is that machlokas? See, before, although Abaye was less pleasing, because he didn't see why tam should really make a difference once you're beyond tasting things, and we're really only concerned about identity, at least we could understand why, you know, going in, at least we could understand what it means to go Basar Tam. Because because you're treating time like a real thing. But once you're only treating time as a vehicle, as a means of classification, it's a little bit more difficult now to understand the machlokes between Abaye and Rav. In other words, before, at least we could say, I see Abaye and Rav as a big gulf between them. Rav goes by identity, and Abaye goes by the way you experience things. But now that we're saying Abaye is not really concerned with the experience either, he's just using it in terms of definition, so they're both in terms of definition. So then what's the difference in definition between going by the shame or going by the tam? And again, when we say shame, what do we mean by shame? We mean to say a certain generic identity that people call the things. In other words, even though the chomets of the yayin and the chomets of the beer are really different things, and they have different ways of being identified, because you can identify things by their source, right? There is a way to say these are different. But people just use a one term to describe them both. They just call them both challah. They call them both challah. They call them both vinegar. But yet they have different tastes, right? So on that case, Abaye and Rav argue. But what does it mean? What does it mean? What's the machlokes? Can we understand the machlokes a little better between Abaye and Rav? What do you say? Yeah.
First of all, when you're saying there's no case of
benefit. I was thinking of an example, by the way, but maybe like a more modern example. Like I don't know if people here are gourmets or not, but like potatoes. Potatoes are not so pashut. Seems like a lowly tuber, but it's not so pashut. There are different varieties, right? There's the Yukon Gold, right? Russet,
sweet potato.
Sweet. That's an interesting question. You got the Idaho, right? You got different varieties, but most people. but people casually refer to them just as potatoes, right? Have some meat and potatoes, right? But in reality, they have different tastes. I mean. Someone who's really, finicky would know the different tastes. Yeah. So why do we call them all potatoes? So why do we call them all potatoes? Right? There is a certain assumption among wise people that the terms people use for things are not random. And they indicate some truth. So Rava is saying something. Rava is saying, since people call them the same thing, it means something. But I have a kasha. If they taste different, how do people call them the same thing? Has to be a reason. Because on the whole, they share certain qualities. Right? Let's take the vinegars. In other words, when Abaye says the two vinegars taste different, so why do people call them vinegar? Why? So you must say there's more to vinegar than taste. If the ikkar of the thing were its taste, and it had two different tastes, what kind of an idiot would call two things that have totally different tastes the same thing when the taste is the main thing? Right? So vinegar offers a certain pungency, it offers a certain it does something to your tavshil. It has a certain effect on the tavshil. And two vinegars, although they may have different tastes, the acidity, the astringency, whatever it is that you're getting out of the vinegar will function with your food in the same way. The point I'm making is that sometimes there's more to a food than taste alone, right? Like with the potato example. There's a whole texture to a potato. There's a whole thing, there are many things you can do with it that you can't do with other vegetables, right? So even though they have different tastes, we'll overlook that and we'll name them because of how they function. You understand? We'll name them based on an overall assessment of their qualities. So really, that's what Abaye and Rava seem to be arguing about. Just in a broad sense. I mean, it's hard to get down to the dake dakos over here, but it would seem that they're all agreeing that it has to do with the realm of ochel. It's not like Abaye. It's not like Rava just opens up the dictionary and says, "Well, whatever it's called, that's what I go by." It's in the realm of ochel, but he's saying that once foods share a shame, that means to say, in the sum of all of their qualities, there's been a decision among people that they share, that they're essentially, they have a certain common essential qualities. Maybe taste is not one of them. Maybe in this case, taste is not one of those essential qualities. But there are qualities that they share, otherwise they would never be called the same. Whereas Abaye holds, in the realm of Ochel, Tom reigns supreme. That's what he holds. Nope. Rava says it goes by the total. So if people call two kinds of vinegars vinegar, even though they have different tastes, so that means to say that vinegar is not really a food that you buy necessarily for taste. You buy it for its acidity. You buy it for the pucker that it induces. Right? That's Rava. That's Basar Shame. But Abaye says, in terms of ochlim, the taste is always the main definitive factor. So again, I can't really get deeper right now, but I can just show you that they're arguing on categorizing things. And since there are a lot of elements, there are different qualities in foods, texture, and its pungency, its taste, you know, all smell maybe even. There are different factors, color maybe, whatever it is. And people are maskim in one way that they'll take all the factors and decide these two things have the same shame. Even though it might be that in terms of the quality of tom, they're different. Right? Now, that's what I'm trying to show you is that Rava is saying that since they have the same shame, it shows you that they must be. How is it possible they have the same shame if they have different tamim? Because in the realm of Ochlim, there are different factors. So the machlokas between Abaye and Rava is: do you incorporate all of the qualities in deciding which category things are in the realm of Ochlim? Or do you say, in Ochlim, it goes by the essential component of Tam? Because everybody is, ultimately it comes down to Tam according to Abaye. Again, I can't really define the machlokas very precisely, more precisely than that. But I'm just showing you that Abaye and Rava are not really thinking in different ways. They're thinking in the same way. They're saying, how do we group these different foods? Do we focus on one quality? That's Abaye, Tam? Or do we look at the way all the qualities together shake out? And if people call two things the same by the same name, that shows that basically the other qualities are more essential in this case than the Tam is. Always the essential. Now that does lead to an interesting question, right? Now you really can see the question of the Rishonim a little bit better. If Abaye is telling you Tom is always the essential thing, so now you do have a good question. So how come when it comes to the wine, if he's saying Tom is essential, so how come when it comes to wine, he says, even though it still tastes like wine but smells like vinegar, it's vinegar? That now you have a good question. Now you do have a good question.
What is it?
Right? No, it's now that we're saying that Abaye is talking about definition. Because he's talking about grouping things. And he's saying when you're grouping different foods, you group them by tam. Because tam is the ikker. And tam is the ikker because he's saying that's how you group things. If I have two different things, I have different names, I won't put them in the same category if their tamim are different. So you see, in classification, he holds Tom is the main thing. Right? So then you have a good question. So then how come when it comes down to the wine that picks up the smell of the vinegar, even though it still tastes like wine, now he says you call it vinegar? Now it is a good question. Right? It's not just copying the words. It's not just he said Basar Tam over there, how come he's saying Basar Reich over here? Because when he said, it's a deeper question, when he said Basar Tam over there, that seemed to indicate an idea that he has, that in terms of food, Tam is the definitive element. So if Tam is the definitive element, how come when the wine smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, he calls it vinegar? What happened to Tom being the definitive element? So that's what they're explaining. It's not that he's saying Tom is the definitive element in terms of the identity of the thing.
You're saying Abaye right now?
Abaye. Yeah. It's not that Abaye was saying before that if two things have the same Tom, that they are identical. Now, as if he was saying that before, that Tom is how we define things, and that's why everything is a mimbamino, because they're actually defined as the same entity, then that would be a steer to this. But he's not. He's just saying, when I have shemos that are yadua and tamim that are yaduim, and I want to just make a category, you know, how do I group them? I group them based on an element that they have, which is tam. But that doesn't mean I'm going to define something on its... That doesn't mean I'm going to define everything in its own right by tam. It's possible to say that when wine loses its taste... When wine loses its smell, it already lost its shame of wine. But that doesn't mean that if I have different foods, that I'm not going to always use... No, it's using Tom as the test of the categorization is different than defining the wine versus vinegar based on Tom. I mean, the answer is the same as we said before. I'm just trying to show you that the question comes out as a much stronger question when you go back and think about Abaye this way. Yeah, right. Now, Abaye is agreeing that the shemos are different. So he's saying there could be a lot of things that go into the thing's essential definition. Right. There's a difference between each thing's essential definition in its own right. So we'll say, well, when do we call wine vinegar? When do we say that wine has become vinegar? So it could be that the taste is not the main factor in deciding the shame, in deciding the when the identity of the wine has become vinegar. The definition. When in terms of the definition of the state of vinegar in its own right, right, mitzad atzmam, not in any category of other things, just in its own sense. There's a definition to the term vinegar, there's a definition to wine. When has wine reached the definition of vinegar? So it might be that taste is not the key factor there. Could be that reich is the key factor. But what he's saying is that when you're putting together a category of many individual things, just because you're going by Tom, in each one, you're looking for a universal method that's going to put together all these things. It doesn't mean that it has to be the essential element of each one. It doesn't mean that it has to be the essential element of each one. It could be an accidental element of each one. I could organize all of these books by shape or by size. It's not that I'm saying that size is essential to each one, that each one has expresses something by its size, but there has to be a method of categorizing. So he's saying in the realm of Ochel, you use the most prominent feature of Ochel, which is the entity's Tam. Could be in this particular entity, that's not its key feature, but that doesn't matter. He's just looking for a universal way of putting together all, he's looking for a universal category of Ochlim is Tam. Even though in wine, the tam is not what's going to define it necessarily as a, in terms of the definition, it's going to be, in terms of the definition, of wine is going to be, it could be that it doesn't go by the taste. Now, in this particular case, once the wine falls into the vinegar, whatever fell in becomes the identity of vinegar, and it becomes defined as vinegar, and it's falling into the very same thing that it's being defined as. So that's not a question of mimbamino. Mimbamino is when I have different things that are not essentially the same, and I want to pick some quality to organize them by, and to group them by. So he picks tam, because tam is the prominent prominent feature of ochlim. But that doesn't mean that every food is going to be. That doesn't mean that in every case you can only look at tam to define quality to define something. So it could be that wine, in order to be wine, has to be pure, has to be pristine. Once it loses any of its purity, it's already thrown into the category of vinegar. That could be a particular thing by wine, but that doesn't mean that. That's a particular thing by wine. Right, I mean, truthfully, Rava is even beyond the category of Ochlim, it would seem. He really does go by pure definition, it would seem. Rava does seem like he goes by pure definition, by pure shame. Of course, the peppers, it seems like they have the same taste, but they're different, but they have different identities. And Abaye holds you have to use a food-oriented classification. As Rava seems to hold, you go by its pure identity, and Abaye seems to hold you have to use a food-oriented identity, which is tam.